5 hour now, and we have a lot better connection now too, so that's good.
That's good, thank you. Hey, tell me what you want to know from San Marino, because I have to leave my room in about 20 minutes, so...
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't take that long. I was just trying to... we do a story on the Sputnik, because what I understand is this, that the European Union wanted to require that all the vaccine has to be bought through the European Union countries, right? And San Marino is saying we're not necessarily part of the European Union, so we're doing our own thing. So maybe you can tell me. I think it's really good what's happening there. It's
really at the beginning we had at the beginning of the pandemia, we had an agreement with Italy in order to share some medical equipment like masks, like because we are a landlocked country, and we are entirely surrounded by Italy. So also we have an agreement with Italy more than 150 years ago. We are not a member of the European Union. We are not a member of the European Union. And so we have an agreement of custom and of free movement of people and wares among San Marino, between San Marino and Italy, okay? But this is just something that is not affected the health system. It's just because of the logistics and also of, about the fact that we can use the euro currency. These are the two agreements with the European Union. Then in March last year we signed an agreement with Italy because of the pandemic. And then everything was fine. And then when the vaccine was found, what happened? The European Union bought from Brussels. They signed the contract on behalf on all the member states, including Italy. So they normally, theoretically, the states members, they could not have signed independent contracts with the big pharma, just the European Union. What happened is that we, at that time in December, we signed another agreement with Italy, saying, listen, friends, we are friends, every 1,700 vaccine you receive from Europe, so every one, you give it to us, okay? Right. One among one, and if you count, Italian population is about 55 million. The people who will get the vaccine, if you divide it by 1,700, more or less it is about 25,000, 30,000 vaccine, which is our population, okay? What happened is that Italy did not send us any vaccine, not even one.
Oh my God.
So why Italy did not send us the vaccine? Question mark. There is several questions, answers. First, because they did not receive. This is not correct. They received a fewer than it was expected, of course, because the big pharma did not provide for the quantity which was necessary to Italy. But the quantity that arrived to Italy, one over 1,700 should have been given to us. But they did not give us. Okay, so Italy, lack of sending from the big pharma to Italy, Italy did not give to San Marino. So we were in the situation that we were the only country in Europe which in February did not even started the immunization of the health people, the people who work in the hospital, the people who work in the kindergarten or for elderly people, you know, we were in the such situation. So what we did is to ask to Russia, because we have a close relation to Russia, because politically we did not put in effect the sanctions against Putin. And we had, at that time, more than 300,000 Russian tourists to San Marino.
Wow.
300,000 every year. So, and two or three years ago, Mr. Lavrov visited San Marino, the Minister of Foreign Affairs. So, because of that reasons, we asked, and the Russians, they gave us the first time 7,500 of Sputnik, and then now they will arrive 17,000 today. Yesterday they arrived more. The population is very few people. It is about 33,000 people.
Right.
So it's that much easier to vaccine this population of San Marino, which is maybe un barrio de Nueva York.
Yes.
It's like one square mile in New York. They live more people than in San Marino. But anyway, this is the story. The story is possible because we are not member of the European Union. But the fact that San Marino did not receive any vaccine, and the public opinion was in the first moment, oh, say, oh, come on, why you don't give San Marino? But it was just. But then when we accepted, we asked the Russian, and the Russian gave us the Sputnik, because the Sputnik is not recognized by the EMA.
Right.
European Medicine and Medical Agency is not recognized, but we are not obliged to follow the rules of the European Union because we are not member of the European Union.
Right.
So what we work based on the information that we have on the Lancet, and there is a more important in Italian private institute and hospital in Rome, which is dealing with this pandemia and the epidemia and then virus, which is called Spallanzani Hospital. The Spallanzani Hospital is also conducting a study on Sputnik. I tell you, I had two doses of vaccine of Sputnik, okay?
Oh, you did?
I had just a few line of fever, 37.6, and some, you know, weakness in the first 2 days. I feel very weak, you know? And that's all. And the second dose as well. But now San Marino authorities are conducting a study together with Hospital Spallanzani in Rome. So, for example, me, I was a volunteer. I gave my blood. They make blood test analysis after 21 days from the first dose, and then they will do again after 21 days after the second dose. So they will analyze my blood together with about maybe 10% of the population, and they will check how many anticorps we have.
Wow.
After the first dose and after the second dose. This is a medical study, which, in my opinion, will give the possibility to the Italy to say, okay, we have the proof that San Marino, the population, so the practicals, more or less.
So you have about 35,000 or
32,000
citizens, right, in San Marino?
Sorry?
You have about 35,000 population citizens in San Marino, correct?
Yes, we have about 33,000 population.
So with 17,000 you already have, and if you deduct the children who are usually don't get vaccinated.
You have to deduct also the 5,000 people that already had the got the virus.
Right. Okay. So basically, Because San Marino was always the worst country in the world when it comes to this outbreak, based on population, because you have such a small population.
Yeah.
You had the worst death rate, you had the worst outbreak, you're always number one. It's not a good number one to be. So now this is turning around from number one into a number one vaccinated country in Europe, right? Because besides Serbia.
This data, I don't have this data, but I think we are mostly, I can tell you this data. I just call my friend who is Alan. Scusa, devo fare un'intervista con un giornalista americano. Mi potresti dire la percentuale della popolazione vaccinata a questo momento? Grazie, ciao. Mi serve subito se mi mandi un vocale. I think that we are. In English, I don't know. When you start a competition and the last position, and then you get to the fourth, and then you go to the third, and then you go. We are approaching the first position, I think. Now we are at 30%, more than 30% today. 30%.
Wow, that's good news. And are there any side effects from people so far?
We have a 30% first dose, and 10% of the population with both injection, two types.
Okay. And Italy is letting through the vaccine because it has to go through Italian territory in order to get to San Marino, right? Because we don't have an airport.
Okay, the Sputnik arrived through plane because you know that the Sputnik it's not produced mostly produced outside Russia.
Italy is against you get San Marino getting this vaccine.
No. Italy is not against. Italy is not against.
Okay.
Italy allowed that the Sputnik arrives to San Marino, allowed.
Okay.
And of course the Spallanzani hospital is doing a research together with our authorities. So I think the only problem is, and 2 days ago, maybe last week we had the two ministers of health and of Italy of San Marino. They have had a meeting, but the press release was just a political press release. They did not say anything about that. But we are receiving now the Pfizer from Italy. We are receiving now the Pfizer. Very few doses, but we are receiving. You know, after this big scandal, let's say, the fact that Europe and Italy did not send us any vaccine and poor San Marino was alone, some members of the European Parliament, members of the Italian Parliament, they just asked their government and the Commission why San Marino. But of course, San Marino is nothing compared to Germany or to Italy. But such an effect in the public opinion But then, when the Sputnik arrives, then it was a big like bomb, atomic bomb. The Japanese television, Russian television, CNBC television, Sky, CNN, everyone want to go to San Marino and to say, oh, why you are Sputnik? You didn't give us. You didn't give us what you promised. And now what do we have to do? We have to die? No, we are a state, we are independent, and we ask to the Sputnik, the Russians. And the Russians, we paid.
Right.
It was not for free.
No, I understand. So that's a really good development, I think, for San Marino. So that's congratulations. That's,
thank you.
There was one paragraph in the New York Times article I saw, what just came out, and it said basically that San Marino is maybe thinking about vaccinating other people coming to San Marino from other countries, like.
The situation is the following. We are vaccinating the San Marino citizen,
right?
And we have vaccinated the foreigners that are living in San Marino now. So they have the residency in San Marino, the permit of residency.
Right.
But in the future, probably. But this is something that has to be agreed by the two countries. Of course, if we have the vaccine, we can vaccinate, for example, the people that every day come to San Marino to work from Italy. There are 6,000. Every day they come to work. Okay, but according to the current rules, we are not able to vaccinate them because they are under the sanitary and health control of Italy, not of ours, okay? Second question is, who will give us the vaccine to vaccinate the Italian people who are working in San Marino? Because we are using Sputnik mostly, and they don't use Sputnik in Italy. So there might be a problem when it comes to a passport, green passport, COVID passport free. They are discussing in the European Union. My question is, we don't know. We are. If we use the Sputnik, are we considered to get the passport for a green passport, or because we did not use Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, we are not. We don't know that.
Right, and that's. I mean, right now everyone wants to. You want to save life, you know, and you want to do good to your own citizens regardless. So I think that's a good move altogether, you know.
I think that it is, the government always said, we first vaccinate our population. After we are ready to cooperate with Italy, to help Italy to vaccinate the more population, if, for example, the workers that are coming every day to San Marino, because it is in our interest as well, because
of course.
Yeah. If they are safe. Yeah, but it's a nice story about the fact that a small country can, it's more smart, you know, it's more smart and can move very quickly. And also Israel promised us to give us 1,000 vaccine of Pfizer, but then the Minister of Defense, Gantz, blocked everything. and also the Emirates, they offer us, but they use Sinopharm, so, but you know, there is a lot of people that love to come. But after our decision, which was a decision totally correct, because we are not member of the European Union, based on the fact that more than 30 countries are using Sputnik, of course there is evidences that can prove that it works. So I think that now they are under discussion with a pharma company in San Marino. They are discussing in order even to produce some the vaccine in San Marino. But there is a negotiation. I don't know if they are really
the Sputnik vaccine.
The Sputnik. They are because you know the Sputnik is The problem is the capacity of production of Sputnik in Russia.
Right.
It's very low.
Right.
So they are producing it in India and in some other countries, and they are trying to have agreement with Italian pharma companies as well, as I know, as far as I know. But for sure, I know for San Marino. They are negotiating with one in San Marino, which, by the way, does not need to have the approval of the EMA, but of course they cannot sell to Italy because it's... But, you know, Austria also, Hungary, Bulgaria, they announced that they will buy independently from the European Union. They will buy the vaccine for the country.
Yeah,
they announced
it. Probably going to be the trend, because if the European Union cannot handle it for the entire Union, I think every country is getting more desperate, you know, and this is...
Of course, this is more a political issue than a medical issue, of course. The EMA, of course, said okay, but they did not present the documentation. That, you know what? One of the steps is that the expert of the European Commission of the EMA, they should have a free access to the visit to the laboratories where it is produced.
Well, what do you mean with EMA? I don't understand what EMA is.
EMA is called European Medical Agency.
Oh, I
it's
see.
The
okay.
agency.
Okay.
It's like a FDA, Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, that's a very, very interesting story. So what do you do? Are you still with the government, or are you still...
Yes, I am in the government. I am ambassador based here in Dubai, in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, okay.
But of course, I'm a non-resident ambassador. So I go, I fly back, and I go every month. I stay one week, 2 weeks. And because of the Expo 2020 Dubai, which was postponed in 1st of October, I will be here very often. I will live here for 1 year, maybe starting from September. And yes, I'm based still in the Ministry of right now I have a Ministry for Tourism and Expo right now.
Okay.
But
okay.
I will leave as an official. I would like to leave my post and go and to, how do you say, pensione.
This is Jürgen Steinmetz from Honolulu, Etiopia News. This was my conversation from earlier this evening with the ambassador for San Marino in the United Arab Emirates. And it appears it's an interesting situation, and it's good for the people of San Marino. They got vaccinated because EU didn't follow through on their promises, and Russia did, and it's a business opportunity after all. Wow, what a story. Let's see how this develops. You have a nice evening, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Aloha.